If you're watching us on CN2 and on social media, you're seeing the three trophies that will be handed out tonight. They look like the miniature version of the Super Bowl trophies, the Vince Lombardi trophies. It's got the WRHI Football City USA kickoff logo powered by Champion Services, the sponsor of each game, as well as the names of the teams. And they will be given out tonight during this 8th annual gathering of all things dealing with football. And we can't put on an event like this without help from the business community. And we're so excited to have John Warden in here from Champion Services. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
John, you said this was one of the easiest business decisions you had to make to get behind the Football City USA kickoff. How come? What was it about this event that you're like, yeah, just want to be all in?
Well, it's coming upon fall, and it's that time of year where football is king, okay? But really more than that is the belief in the young men and women that get together and do the work and prepare themselves and execute the things that need to be done to accomplish wins or losses. Really isn't about wins or losses. That's what you play for, to try to win the final score. But you love the dedication, and as Coach Wallace was saying a few days ago, he was talking about working out in the heat. Well, my guys are out in the heat every day, so I appreciate that, the fact that they'll get out and sweat and do the things that other people are running to the air conditioner, and these guys are running through drills.
Yeah, very much so. Now, take us back to your high school days. You're a proud graduate of Rock Hill High School.
Absolutely.
Once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat.
Absolutely.
Did you play football in high school?
I did not. The round ball was more my subject, but I hung out with the guys, and I had to kind of choose between what sport I was going to be involved with, and some of the coaches decided that I'd be better suited for basketball because they didn't want me to get hurt or broke or this and that. So we're going to – kudos to them at the same time, too. Always loved the game.
Yeah.
Played in junior high and different other places through the Leslie Elementary Schools and all those things.
Oh.
So those were always fun.
Oh, man. Well, that's the building blocks of success. You learn it right there on the football field.
Well, you learn what not to do, you know what I mean? And there's always a coach that, if you haven't figured that out yet, will straighten you out, smack you upside the helmet and go, literally, you know, just to get your attention, not in terms of enforcement, but just to get your attention and point you in the right direction.
That's what Coach Wallace was telling us yesterday.
Right. It starts early.
Yeah.
Of course. I got a great Coach Wallace story.
Please. Sure. Yeah, please.
When he was at Rock Hill High, he would come in on PE sometimes, and we were shooting ball and basketball, and it was – during that time period, you had free play. Well, I looked up one day, and only to move, and I heard this, and somebody hollered my name, and I backed up, and Coach Wallace had zinged a basketball right at me. And I moved, and I made the comment to him that, sir, I see now why you coach football, because you can't throw for nothing. Of course, he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And we laugh about that to this day, but don't even remember the circumstances. It's probably me being a knucklehead somewhere along the way, but and Coach Wallace being Coach Wallace, but he's a great motivator and mentor. And hey, he motivated me to get out of the way that day. No, a prince of a man, done a lot of work for him through our company in recent years.
Well, he, of course, Jimmy Moose Wallace, just named to the 2025 OTS Wall of Fame. So we were able to celebrate his accomplishments on Thursday's edition of Palmetto Mornings. This morning, we're celebrating the accomplishments of all of these schools that will take the football field tonight during the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services. John, what is it like for you as a business leader to be out and about on the football field at District 3 Stadium, interacting with the coaches, the players, and other business leaders in our community?
Well, unfortunately, in this world, you have to believe in work, okay? You do.
It's a novel idea, right?
It's a novel idea that you should show up and earn your pay. In their situations, whether it's first team, second team, third team, really doesn't matter. You see a number of young men and women all involved, from managers to anything. Like any other facility or any other team, there's a lot more going behind the scenes than the guy hiking the ball or throwing the ball or running the ball or tackling the ball and the coaches that are involved. So I love to see those, again, dedicated to the prospects of coming in and going to work You know, they're learning an ethic early, the discipline of showing up on time for practice, being there whether you feel like it or not, those kind of things. So I think there's a lot of things that encourage me about that. And in seeing these young men and women, again, the future is right in front of you. And those that may star or may not star on a football doesn't mean that there's a great future and that they can make an inherent difference in the community, in their homes. You know, you want to teach them to be better men and women. And that's what I see it to be, discipline.
What advice would you give any of the, not only the players or the teams that are going to take the field tonight, but just kids in general that are going to be out there? That's the great thing about this event, too, is the whole city comes together to rally together these kids that are on the field. So what advice would you give to young kids today that are going to be there tonight?
I would say that wins or losses are great for a scoreboard and headlines and for CN2 with Lucas. But to be really honest with you, the gift to me is the dedication to doing the best I can do. Mm-hmm. You know, being happy in your own skin. Being okay with, you know, we didn't quite get it done today, but let's make it better tomorrow. The advice is learn from every, even the win. I think the greatest things that we've learned, and I've learned, I'll go from personally, is the losses, is the things that maybe didn't work out as well as you had hoped and planned, but you had to grow from that, and you couldn't turn your head a different way. The advice I give is wins or losses are great, but you're there. You're showing up. You're doing the things that you need to do. Yeah, you got a uniform. You're part of something. You're part of a team. And there's a lot of things, unfortunately, that the young people can be a part of that maybe is not as inherently healthy to their futures. So I have a lot of respect for that. That's why we at Champion, my wife and I and the company, get behind these simply because we believe in their future and their prospects.
Well, you made such a great point. You know, everyone wants to be a star. Sometimes it's just not your time, right? Your body is not growing as fast as everyone else. That person can run faster. They can lift more. They caught the ball more. It seems like there's always that person that it just always goes right for that person and wrong for me, whoever me is, but it's just not your time right this second, but you're part of the team, right?
Absolutely.
And that's going to translate into the workforce, which is something you know all too well about.
A little bit about it, man. And you know, let me just put it this way. Not everybody can be entertainer of the year. You know what I mean? But as for me, you know, the Ashleys of the world, let me tell you something. She's the one that truly deserves the award for having to deal with entertainers of the year.
That I agree with.
For your point, not everybody can be the quarterback, running the back, but to me that's just as important as a support team. Everywhere you go in life, very, very seldom, I can't do it without the support of the people around me. I got great people and come from all kind of backgrounds, all kind of education levels. Some that have got college degrees, others that, they didn't graduate high school, but they're out there working and they're doing their thing and they're holding down their part. So I think the camaraderie, the next advice I would give them is this is fleeting. This is football. Enjoy it. You know, don't get so heavy up on I didn't get this done or I get it done. Learn from it. Go on. Enjoy it for how long it lasts. And go on, because believe me, there is a real workforce out here waiting for you.
Adulting 101.
Yes.
Life skills. It is not a lot of fun. Someone said they didn't read the terms and conditions, so they want to go back. No, you can't return it for sure. John, what's keeping you all busy right this season over there at Champion Services? What are you busy doing?
Well, after a series of 3 weeks of drought, now we're 2 weeks of rain and can't get a whole lot done. But there's been some, there's been an array of phone calls coming in, and I have to say a lot of time, you know, all of it really from work that we haven't performed. And so it's just some leaks and things that are showing up from other competitors and different things. And I'm not here to down them, but we stay busy trying to take and put things back together and keep everybody dry from a roofing aspect. And then there's a lot of other aspects that are going on right now. Again, a little slow at this time of year because it's back to school. Families and friends are all looking to, let's get them acclimated, to getting them up early again and getting them where they need to be. So again, that's all part of the discipline from when they start. We have that at home. It's, we're up early and marching them off to school.
Well, of course, you will continue to stay busy as you enter the fall season because everyone will want those houses to look great for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Absolutely. Well, We don't hang Christmas lights, but we love them. So we get the house ready before then. But
yeah,
you're exactly right. So again, it's the time of year where we can really start to show off the exteriors and fall for landscaping, just whatever needs to be done.
Well, from the roof to the house to the landscaping, John and his team over there at Champion Services, they will do it all. Give them a call if you're not sure if, hey, I didn't know you did that. And let John said, hey, we did do that, or we do that. So check that out for sure. John, just a big thank you to Champion Services for getting behind the WRHI Football City USA kickoff. We can only do as much as we can here at the Radio House. And then the business community continues just to support the initiative and to see, for these players to see the community invest in them and believe in them, complete strangers. It's got to make them feel great. And as Ashley said, it's the place to be tonight, Friday, August the 15th.
So. Absolutely. And again, like myself and the other business owners and just people that come in and want to show patronage to these young people, we believe in you.
Yeah, that's it. His name is John Warden. He'll be out there at the Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services. Thank you so much, John. We'll see you there tonight.
Look forward to it.